Chapter 4. We all froze and stared at the lilac woman. I was almost convinced that I had imagined her speaking, but judging by the gaping looks on my girlfriend's faces, this was all very real.
"The sharp back is shattered,"
the alien spoke, and this time she pointed to the curtained window. Her voice was silky and had an accent that sounded almost Polish. But the beauty of the sound didn't distract from the sheer absurdity of the fact that I could understand the words she said. "Holy fuck," I whispered through parched lips. "You can speak English?" The alien furrowed her eyebrows and pushed herself further back on the bed until she was pressed against the headboard. Then she stared at us for a long beat before speaking again.
"What?"
was all she said. Sorry. I gulped and spoke louder. I didn't expect you to know how to speak English."
"What is this word?"
she demanded.
"I speak plainly to you."
Yeah, I know," I half-chuckled. "How do you know our language?"
"The root language of the Alakaranishian sector is widely known,"
she scoffed. All of us nodded slowly like dumbfounded bobbleheads, but Heiwan finally broke the awkward silence by muttering out of the side of her mouth at me.
"The sharp back?"
the Korean beauty whispered.
"Is she talking about the Spinosaurus?"
"I guess so," I breathed, with my eyes fixed on the alien.
"What the hell does Amati mean?"
Becca hissed. "I don't know," I whispered back, and then I raised my voice. What's your name? I'm Jason, in case you don't remember. Jason is my name." The alien nodded slightly, and then she made a guttural sound with a light whistle at the end before she looked at me expectantly. I didn't catch that," I tried.
"Name,"
the alien repeated, and then she made the feral animal sound again.
"I see,"
Kat nodded, and when I looked over, she had a completely diplomatic look on her face.
"I don't believe our kind are capable of pronouncing that very well. Do you have a nickname?"
The alien looked utterly baffled as she stared at the soldier, and she nervously pressed a long finger into her lilac calf as she chose not to respond.
"We thought of a name at breakfast,"
Becca chimed in.
"What about Atara? It's the name of a star, and, you know, you're from space, so..."
The alien narrowed her eyes at the statement. "Atara," I said. "It's pretty. Hey, do you like the name?"
"Adhara,"
Heiwan repeated, and pointed at the alien.
"For your name on our planet."
The alien looked warily at Heiwan. Her green eyes were incredibly intelligent, like she was coming to a dozen conclusions with every passing second. But for the moment, she seemed to be 5% less tense. Then she moved her mouth as if she was trying to repeat the sound, and her mouth almost twitched into a smile.
"Atara,"
she said carefully. "Perfect," I smiled. "Sounds nice when you say it. So, you seem to know about the dinosaurs. The, Sharpback and the others. I kind of thought they might be from your world, which sounds crazy to say out loud, but not half so crazy as a lot of other things lately, right?" I chuckled nervously, but the alien just blinked. Am I correct with that assumption, or..." I continued.
"Adhara,"
the alien said a little louder this time. "Adhara," I agreed. But I was so mind-blown that I had to pace a bit to keep my head on straight over all this. "Damn, I have so many questions if you can actually understand me. I don't even know if you'll have the answers to any of them because there seems to be a slight disconnect here. But this is still fucking amazing." The alien watched me pace with her wide emerald eyes, and I felt dizzy with how excited I was trying to decide where to begin.
"You don't happen to know how to kill all the dinos, do you?"
Becca asked, to save me the trouble.
"Just curious."
"Yes, let's stop there."
Kat crossed her arms and leveled the alien with a soldier stare. Adhara looked between Becca and Kat but didn't speak, and as she ran a hand over her gills, she made a humming noise that abruptly stopped my pacing.
"Does your spaceship have a good crash test rating?"
Heiwan tried.
"Will you still be able to fly it? And how did you crash to begin with?"
Becca added.
"It wasn't on purpose, was it? because I'm getting the impression you did not intend to be here, just based on how uncomfortable you look right now.
Can I ask what the name of your planet is, at least? I asked. The alien nodded and then made a harsh, guttural sound followed by a short hum.
Lovely,
Becca said with raised eyebrows.
I don't think I'll try pronouncing that one.
What exactly do you know about the dinosaurs?
Cat tried again. I'm actually wondering if you've ever seen a portal before, I admitted. And Heiwan nodded in agreement. Is that how you got here?
What kind of technology is powering your craft?
The Korean beauty asked.
And can it close the portals?
Cat added.
Bloody hell, you guys!
Becca laughed.
Give the girl a chance to get her bearings. Maybe we should go get her a glass of wine. That's what I would want in this situation.
As we spoke, the alien just stared at us with her sparkling eyes wide open, and she gently touched her gills.
My brain needs rest,
Edhara announced as she kept her eyes fixed on me.
Is this good?
Yes, I quickly agreed. We can leave you to sleep if you want. It's kind of the time of day when we sleep here anyway, but I'll be asking you many more questions tomorrow. I honestly can't believe my alien theory was right. And you can fucking speak the Alanair Oofshian language.
I wouldn't try that one again.
Heiwan snickered. We should try to meet her halfway on words and things, I whispered. It might make her feel more at ease.
Won't make us look like fucking lunatics.
Cat snorted. We all turned back to the alien, and I decided the beautiful soldier had a point. Edhara's green eyes flicked between us like we had penises growing out of our heads like antenna. And I wondered if butchering foreign pronunciations was just as insulting to aliens as it was to Earthlings. It was hard to force myself to stop asking questions, though. This alien had to have so many answers I was dying to know. And she could be the key to finding out what was really happening on Earth. But I did think she'd trust us more if we backed off and let her rest when she needed to. And I needed her trust in order to learn the truth.
So let's say goodnight to Edhara,
Heiwan prompted.
Let her get her rest, and we'll check back in tomorrow. Yeah, I might explode if we don't get into bed soon,
the blonde Brit announced, and Edhara's green eyes flared at the statement.
I riled myself up thinking about you all, and Edhara isn't going anywhere.
Yeah, okay, I said as I tried to tear my gaze away from the alien's stunning face. Well, Edhara, there's food there for you, so you'll be okay until morning, right? The lilac woman said nothing as Heiwan sighed and snuggled into my chest. Then Becca shrugged, turned away, and kissed my cheek as she let out a soft chuckle.
Come on, Jason. It's playtime,
Becca purred. Edhara cocked her head to the side as she watched the two girls tuck themselves against me. And Kat started nudging us all toward the door as she kept one hand on my belt and one hand on Heiwan's hip. Good night, I said, and almost tripped on my cluster of girls. Have a good sleep, Edhara. It was awesome to hear you can talk, and, I invite you to talk more tomorrow, if you want. I took one last look into her sparkling emerald eyes as we all piled out into the hall, and then I shut the door and let out a sigh. Holy shit! I murmured, as a grin spread across my face. My theory is confirmed. She knows the dinos. They have to come from her world, right? That's the only possible connection here.
Mm-hmm.
Heiwan moaned as she kissed my neck. Do you have the key? I asked.
Mm-hmm.
Heiwan blindly shoved the key into my hand, and then her teeth sank into my skin. My mind is fucking blown, I muttered.
This is amazing,
Kat allowed.
But I think we'll all process things more clearly when we've addressed some other things on our bed.
The soldier grabbed my hand the second I locked the door, and the girls screeched with laughter as they all worked to drag me down the hall toward our private suite. I laughed as well at their girlish giggles and eager smiles, and any thoughts of outer space quickly disappeared from my mind as my lovers hauled me into our room and slammed the door shut. They were still all giggling as they started to pull their clothes off, and I hurriedly removed my pants and shirt while trying to take in the sexy sight before me. Aliens may have somehow infiltrated our world with crazy-ass portals and spacecrafts, but I was increasingly aware that I was the luckiest guy on Earth, and something about this extraterrestrial discovery had me buzzing with restless energy right now. Energy I could definitely put to good use tonight.
Playtime?
Becca purred as she removed her bra, and her perky breasts bounced free. Now she stood in nothing but her tiny black panties, and she slowly ran her fingers over her amazing tits. Oh, I fucking love playing with you, I growled as I roughly pulled her to me by the waist. Then I kissed her hungrily, and I could feel her taut nipples pressing against my chest as I reached around to grab her pert ass. When I broke away from our kiss, Kat was completely naked and had pulled Haywan onto the mattress into a deep kiss, and the sight of the two gorgeous girls all tangled up sent blood rushing to my cock. Then Becca pulled my boxers down, and she let out a sultry moan. Becca giggled.
Someone's already excited. Let me have a taste.
I groaned as the half-naked blonde dropped to her knees in front of me, and she didn't hesitate to wrap her full lips around the head of my erection. She batted her eyelashes up at me as I stared down at the sight of her bare breasts and juicy lips, but then she started to take me deeper into her warm mouth. Becca's big brown eyes fluttered closed as I nodded my hand at the back of her head to help guide her, and I shifted my gaze and watched the other girls start to explore each other's bodies on our bed. Haywan was rubbing Kat's nipples, and the soldier gasped with pleasure. Then the Korean gently pushed Kat into a lying position, and she knelt between her legs to gently run her fingers all over the soldier's thighs. Oh, fuck, I groaned, as Becca's tongue pulsed against my shaft. And then she started to quicken her pace. Her head bobbed up and down on my cock while she moaned with pleasure, and I looked back down to see her pretty brown eyes flicker up and meet my gaze once more. Then I gently stroked her cheek, and she whimpered and took me even deeper into her mouth.
Jason, I need to be fucked,
Haywan purred, and I glanced up in time to watch her nip at Kat's inner thigh.
I want you to fill me up with your cum.
Oh, I will, I growled. You all look like you need to be fucked. Becca giggled in agreement and gave my cock one last teasing lick, and she hopped up and pulled me over to the bed to join the others. Kat sat up as I bounced back further onto the mattress, and her amazing breasts shook with the jostling bed while she sent Becca an inviting smile.
Becca?
The pretty soldier purred.
Come over here and let me taste you.
My head almost exploded as the blonde Brit immediately crawled over to Kat and then laid down and spread her legs. Haywan was on all fours beside me, though, and her petite frame and curves made my cock throb even more. I couldn't even decide where to look because I loved the sight of all of them. But I grabbed the Korean's hips, and I moved her in front of me so I could kneel behind her perfect ass and enjoy all the spectacular views at once. You want it deep? I whispered as I lined my cock up against her pussy. Then I stroked her slippery pussy lips with the head of my dick, and her back arched with pleasure.
Yes, please,
the Korean gasped.
Please, fuck me so deep. Fill me up with your warm sperm, Jason. You know how much I love to feel it inside my womb.
I started to slowly edge my dick into her pussy, and I shuddered as her tight walls gripped me one inch at a time. She was so wet and silky around my shaft that I twitched to keep from coming, but I didn't stop sliding myself deeper and deeper. Then Haywan gave out a deep moan as I thrust my whole cock inside her at last, and a wave of pleasure washed over me as I felt her warm pussy shudder. In front of us, Kat had started to lick Becca's clit, and I started to quicken my thrusts as I watched the pair together. The curly-haired soldier licked her pussy at a slow and tender pace like she was eating a decadently sweet treat, and the blonde Brit clutched her own hair as she writhed in response. Then Kat slid her hand between Becca's thighs too, and as she started to use her fingers to fuck the blonde, Becca cried out and locked eyes with me. I hadn't even noticed how hard I was thrusting into Haywan by now, but the Korean beauty squealed as I fucked her faster and faster. Her pussy was so tight and hot from the friction that I felt delirious as I gripped her small waist, and I pounded into her while her perfect body took every inch of me. The whole time, Becca's brown eyes burned into mine, and her cheeks flushed bright pink while Cat devoured her pussy.
That feels so good,
Haywan moaned.
Jason, your penis is perfect. I was made for you.
You're so tight and amazing, I gasped as I fucked the Korean even harder. I'm gonna come.
So am I,
Haywan whimpered.
Give me all your sperm. Fill me up. I need it.
The Korean started to quiver while she begged, and I could feel how close she was to climaxing. I tightened my hold on her tiny waist while I watched Kat vigorously finger-fuck Becca. And a second later, I forced my cock deep into my raven-haired lover as cum exploded from my cock. Haywan's juices ran down my shaft from how hard she came with me, and I shivered with ecstasy as my dick was covered in her warmth. I pumped more and more of my seed into her until I was lightheaded, and I gasped for breath as she slowly eased herself off my cock and turned to face me with her big blue eyes. Then she spread her legs to show me her sopping wet pussy. Fuck. Oh, you're a mess, I groaned.
Oh, yes,
Haywan moaned as my cum ran down her pussy lips.
You filled me up so good, Jason. Oh, so warm. It's spreading all inside of me.
You took it so good, I murmured, and I stooped over her to kiss her luscious mouth.
I always do.
The Korean giggled and playfully bit my lip. Then I heard Becca's moaning get more urgent, and I caught sight of her coming all over Kat's fingers. The soldier grinned as she winked at me, and then she took her fingers out of my whimpering blonde lover and slowly licked them clean.
Who do you want to fuck next?
Haywan purred, and her question, combined with Kat's little snack, made me hard again in an instant.
Kat's earned herself a good fucking,
Becca panted.
Her fingers are covered in my cum.
Yeah, come here, Kat, I ordered. The soldier crawled toward me, and her amazing breasts swung beneath her as her hazel eyes sparkled up at me. Then she licked my hard cock the moment she reached me, but I pushed her onto her back with a growl. The soldier gasped as I grabbed her toned legs and lifted them up, and her breasts heaved eagerly as I teased her with only the tip of my rigid cock. She was soaking wet already, and she stared hungrily at my dick while she bit down hard on her lip. Oh, my cock is covered in my cum and Haywan's pussy juices, I whispered.
That's good,
she panted.
It's fine. I want you to come in me anyways. Just put it in. Hurry.
Hurry? I asked.
Yes, sir,
she whimpered.
Fuck me, Jason. I need you.
I grinned as I thrust my cock inside her all at once, and the soldier cried out in a wavering moan. Her tight tunnel hugged my cock so perfectly, and she felt so fucking good that I could only brace my hand firmly on her splayed legs and fuck her as hard as I needed to. Her big breasts bounced with every deep thrust, and she moaned nonstop and played with her own nipples as I watched. The harder I pinned the soldier's legs up, the louder she moaned, and I bottomed out in her repeatedly while her wild curls became a mess around her pretty face.
And don't you like watching us too, Jason?
Becca asked. I kept fucking Kat and looked up to see Becca kissing Haywan's nipple, and she was straddling the beautiful Korean while Haywan massaged her clit.
Do you like it when we play with each other?
The blonde Brit pouted. Fuck yes, I groaned between thrusts. Look, Haywan's pussy. Now, I want to watch.
Oh, she's got all your cum dripping out of her. It'll be tasty.
The blonde gave me a sweet smile, and then she slowly kissed her way down to Haywan's mound. She spread the Korean's legs perfectly so I could get a clear view of the action. And then she started to give gentle licks to the Korean's sopping wet labia. I was lightheaded again as I watched Haywan roll her hips eagerly, but then Becca slid her tongue right into her pussy. Haywan gasped and jolted in response, and Kat's pussy clenched around my shaft while I thrust it even faster. Keep licking her like that, I ordered Becca. She likes it.
I do,
Haywan moaned. Oh, fuck, I hissed, as cum threatened to erupt from my cock, but I didn't want to finish just yet. The view was too fucking enjoyable, but Kat couldn't hold back, and neither could I. The soldier shrieked as she climaxed around my pounding cock, and I looked down to watch her pretty face turn pink for me. She was shaking all over, and her pussy lips were bright pink from the rough treatment. I moaned as I felt the knot in my stomach tighten.
Yes,
Kat urged.
Fucking come in me, Jason, please. Come in me.
I let out a gasp as the world spun again, and then I pushed as deep as I could into her beautiful body. I could have sworn I felt the tip of my cock nudge against the puckered entrance of her womb, so I held myself there as my balls tightened, spasmed, and then released. We both cried out as my sperm sprayed directly into her womb, and then our mouths found each other's while we wrote out our orgasms. A good 20 seconds later, her tunnel had finished squeezing and milking my cock, so I broke our kiss as I leaned back up on my knees. Then I slowly eased myself out of her trembling body, and we both let out a gasp when a river of my cream began to leak out from between her pink pussy lips.
Shit! Jason!
Kat gasped and went limp.
Oh my god. I love when you fuck me like that.
Me too, I panted.
I can't believe how much you came inside of me,
the corporal sighed.
I'm stuffed full of you.
I opened my mouth to reply, but then Haywan gave a small scream, and I glanced over to see that she was shuddering with pleasure while Becca ate her out just like I'd ordered her to. Damn, it's so hot. I stroked my cock as I watched the finale rock through Haywan's pale body.
Oh, fuck, Becca,
the Korean whimpered.
Oh, you made me come so hard. Jason told me to.
Becca giggled and turned her head toward me. I love watching you do that, I said, while my dick throbbed painfully in my grip. I couldn't believe I was still rock hard after climaxing twice, but each of my beautiful lovers were absolutely amazing, and I just couldn't get enough.
Hey, I want some of your baby batter, too,
Becca pouted.
Did you save me some, Jason?
I did, I growled. Take it. The blonde turned herself around so she was on all fours in presenting her pussy to me, and she wiggled her perfect ass at me and looked over her shoulder.
Come fill me up,
she giggled. Her teasing smile was almost too much to cope with, but the sweet look in her eyes while she taunted me did me in. I moved over to her and slapped her ass the second I had her in my hold, and Becca gasped with delight. I kept my dick wedged against her wet and warm pussy while I brought another swat down on her soft skin, and this time her gasp was mostly a moan. Oh, you like that? I asked.
Oh, yes,
she moaned.
Give it to me, Jason. I love when you're rough with me.
Be patient, I murmured as I grabbed her hips. Then I tilted her ass up so I could slide my cock into her soaked tunnel. And as I slowly sank deeper, I reached forward, grabbed her nipples, and twisted them gently.
Fuck, Jason,
the blonde whimpered. I know you like that too, I growled, and started to slowly thrust in and out of her.
I love it,
Becca moaned as I pinched her nipples even tighter.
Shit, yes! Fuck her harder than that,
Kat urged.
I want to come again while I watch you.
I dazedly looked over to see the soldier rubbing her clit, but then Haywan crawled over to suckle at her large breasts, and I suddenly grabbed a fistful of Becca's hair. The blonde Brit's pussy was so tight, I didn't think I could even last much longer in her, but I started to fuck her deeply. She arched her back and screamed as I rammed my cock in and out of her with hard, fast strokes, and I spanked her again as I pulled her hair.
Oh, yeah!
Becca cried.
Fuck me so hard, Jason. Oh, give it to me.
Yes, I growled, and then the room filled with the sounds of our wet bodies coming together. I lost track of the minutes while I fucked the supermodel, but eventually sweat dripped down my forehead, and both our breaths were escaping in ragged huffs. I was going deeper and harder into Becca than I ever had before, but then I spared a glance to my side to see Kat was panting while her fingers flicked across her clit. And Haywan was fingering herself as she sucked on the soldier's tit. Then I lost it and felt my balls tighten for the third time this night. Oh, come with me, Becca, I growled. Oh, I'm going to come so much inside of you.
Yes,
the blonde gasped.
I'm coming on you, Jason.
My whole body shuddered violently as seed sprayed from my cock, and my orgasm raced like fire through my veins while I kept my dick buried in Becca's pussy. Her tight walls spasmed nonstop around my shaft while I filled her with my sperm, and feeling how deep inside her perfect body I was made my heart race even faster. I didn't pull out of the blonde Brit for several throbbing minutes, but by then Kat and Haywan had finished moaning through their own orgasms, and sweat poured down my neck.
That was fucking incredible,
I gasped as I started to ease my cock out of the blonde. Becca collapsed and rolled over, and her perfect figure glistened with sweat as cum ran down her long legs.
You're so incredible, Jason,
she purred.
That cock is like magic.
You really do like it rough,
I grinned, and the blonde winked sleepily. My whole body was warm and recovering from my orgasms, and I sat back with an exhausted sigh. Then I took a moment to admire my women's perfect bodies and satisfied smiles, and I knew there was no better sight this world had to offer. All of them had tousled hair and blushing cheeks, and a light sheen of dewy sweat dotted their bare breasts while cum dripped from their pussies and onto our luxury hotel bed.
I think we may need a change of sheets tomorrow,
Kat said, and I snickered in agreement.
You gave each of us a very healthy dose of your cream. It's like everywhere. Worth it,
Haywan smiled.
I didn't know I could orgasm so many times in one session.
I did,
Becca said.
I've learned that's just part of having Jason around.
I laughed as I fell onto my back, and the girls all started to arrange themselves under the bedsheets around me.
I'm amazed you have the energy to fuck us all.
Kat sighed and curled herself on my right side.
After a day of dino fighting and talking to aliens?
What can I say? I chuckled. You're all pretty inspiring. Kat gently kissed my chest as she rested her cheek there, and Becca slipped along my left side while Haywan snuggled into her blonde friend's back. I love all of you, I sighed toward the ceiling.
We love you,
the three women all murmured in unison, and I pulled Kat a little tighter against me. My eyelids were heavy, and any thoughts of dinos or spaceships were far from my mind now. They were replaced with how happy I was to get to hold my three girls close in a bed this comfortable, with my lover's warm, bare skin pressed against mine. I smiled to myself as Kat started to gently snore, and we all drifted off into a comfortable, deliriously happy sleep. The next morning, I woke up to the sound of the shower running, and I opened my eyes to see Becca and Haywan still asleep beside me. The blonde had somehow ended up with a long leg draped over the side of the bed, and Haywan had rolled onto her front, so her back served as Becca's pillow. I smirked and stretched my arms out as I sat up, and I rubbed my eyes before I carefully crawled over the two naked beauties to get out of bed. The shower stopped a second later, and then Kat came out of the bathroom with a white robe and towel turban.
Good morning,
the soldier whispered, and she came over to plant a kiss on my cheek.
Morning, I mumbled. Good sleep?
Oh, yeah,
Kat said, as she started to rub the towel over her curls.
That bed is insane. I wonder how much it used to cost for a night in this room.
Probably a shit ton, I said, and stumbled to the bathroom. Then I stood in the shower and let my spent muscles recover from last night, and I took my time washing off until I felt like I was awake at last. After I dried off and brushed my teeth, I strolled out into the room, and I started to pull on my clothes, which had been thrown on the floor last night. I made my way over to the window, and when I pulled back the curtain, I saw the sun was out in full force after the rainstorm the night before. The emerald fields shone bright, and the silver of the spacecraft glistened. I looked down to the road and half expected to see some kind of government entourage waiting beside the trees, but the hillside was deserted.
I'm heading down to do some early demonstrations,
Kat told me.
If people are around, then I'll pick up where I left off yesterday. Do you want to come?
I think I'm going to go see Adhara, I said, and looked back at the soldier. I still can't believe she can understand what we say, and I want to find out as much as I can.
I don't know how much luck you'll have,
Kat admitted, as she dried her legs.
Yeah, she can talk, but she also seems very much like she doesn't want to be here.
She's just scared, I countered. Totally understandable. I might be able to get through to her, though. She must have answers, something that can help us figure out exactly what's going on. We have to try, right?
You really think she'll tell you anything?
Kat asked with a look of doubt. I think she will, yeah, I nodded, even though I was only half certain of this. When she realizes we only want to help her, I'm sure she'll be more open to talking.
Do we want to help her?
Kat asked. Well, maybe. It's a little too soon to tell, I muttered, and I shrugged to her wry glance. Then I shifted the curtain closed,
At least there doesn't seem to be any dinos this morning. That's one less thing to worry about.
For now.
Kat laughed quietly as she started to pull on her pants.
Let's hope it stays that way.
We really need to prioritize stronger defenses, I said. Training the locals is important, but we should try and put some more protections into place around the castle by the end of the day.
Let's do that this afternoon,
the curly-haired soldier suggested.
After I've finished up with my lesson.
Yeah, these two might be awake by then. I grinned and looked over at the sleeping girls on the bed. I'll come down with you to grab some food for Adhara. Kat finished getting dressed, and we both grabbed our rifles from beside the door before we headed out into the corridor. I had my Glock holstered on my hip and my rifle swung over my shoulder, but part of me wondered if I should even bring weapons in to see the alien. If she felt scared, there was no way she would open up. But I reasoned that it was better to be safe than caught off guard when I was alone with a woman from outer space. We made our way downstairs, and chatter drifted from the dining hall as we reached the lobby. There was already a good handful of people up and about, and the tables had been set up for breakfast. Kat sat down at the nearest table and poured herself a cup of coffee, and I started to pile a plate full of toast and fruit for Adhara. I shoved some grapes into my mouth while I did, and I took a sip of the coffee Kat offered me. Okay, I said. Good luck with training, but don't be too hard on them.
I wouldn't dream of it,
Kat grinned.
Unless they're complete fucking morons, and then I might have to get a bit military on their asses.
Justified, I agreed. I grabbed the plate of food and turned to make my way back up to Adhara's room. I still had the key in my pocket from yesterday, and I was keen to try and make more progress with her. I had so many questions I wanted to ask, but I knew it might still be a while before she felt comfortable enough to talk to me openly. I just hoped I'd be able to pretend I was patient, even though my brain was fracturing with excitement from the second I reached her room. Then I gently knocked on the door before I unlocked it and stepped inside.